The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
Get excited. It's the Electric Company reunion party, Friday, July 20th at Wakely, 700 Varick Street. That's right, 700 Varick Street, the old EC. We're getting the gang back together, and we're partying old EC style. Peter Prince and Moon Boo Lover will be providing the live entertainment. It's only a $5 cover at the door. Live broadcast from the D, raffles, games, prizes, and a few special announcements we're going to be making on this night. Get excited, because you know there ain't no party like an EC party, because an EC party don't stop. Friday, July 20th at Wakely's. See you there.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
Hi, this is attorney Nick Passalacqua. The team of attorneys I have assembled at Passalacqua & Associates has been carefully hand-picked to include the best trial attorneys in the particular areas of the law that we practice. Have you been charged with DWI or any other crime? Members of our team include former assistant district attorneys, now fighting to protect your rights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have you or someone you love been seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident? Members of the team at Passalacqua & Associates include former insurance defense attorneys, now fighting to ensure that you get every penny you're entitled to. If you need legal help quick, don't waste your time or money calling anyone else. Remember, for legal help quick, you better call Nick and the team at Passalacqua & Associates, 315-500-NICK or 315-500-6425, or visit cnytriallaw.com today.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Disruption Networks.
Monday. What's good, everybody? We back, baby. I'm back. Live and direct from the Todd Williams Broadcasting Studio.
Applebox Studio.
The Applebox Video Compound. Otherwise known as the Disruption Network here. There we are. How you doing, people? Good to see ya. It's me, Z. Hope you're enjoying your Monday. Brighten up your day a little bit. Disrupt your day, if you will, here on EC Radio. Joining me, as always, my tag team partner, my homeboy, my bro-ham, my mans in them, my boy, Chicken.
What's up?
How you doing, bro?
Doing good, man. Having a great weekend.
You having a good weekend?
I had a good weekend.
Yeah?
I got to see some old friends and had a little barbecue at the crib, and it was good.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good. Nice to relax.
Even though I worked all weekend, it's still pretty good.
Believe it or not, summer's halfway over already.
Shh. Don't say that.
Believe it or not.
Well, what a summer. This weather's been awesome.
It's been great. We need some rain, though. There's a little bit of rain today, but we definitely need some rain. I can't believe I'm saying that.
What a contrast from last year, huh?
I know. No doubt. We got some friends in the house with us today. My boy Rich Smith.
What's up?
D-Raz.
How you doing, Z?
And Mike, Brothers Grimm Duo, are in the house, and we'll talk to these guys in a little bit. I feel like Mike has been in like 500 bands in your day.
That's probably true.
Right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, hi, my name is Mike. You might remember me from the Soggy Monsters.
Yeah.
You know, that Simpsons character, like, hey, yeah. You remember me from...
You might remember me from other shows, also known as...
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Todd's checking it. He says it's got a ring to it, the whole broadcasting show. He likes it. The Applebox Video Compound. I had an amazing weekend, too, this weekend. Last night, we had the big show at the brewery.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Dispatch, awesome. Cool. Great turnout.
I heard the ladies were taking over the street again.
There was a ton of women there. Ton of women. For all you single guys, man, that white boy reggae thing is like, they're not really much reggae, though, but that's where the women are at.
100%.
Yeah, I heard. I heard it was like
it was cool, man.
Quite an epic show.
Pretty good turnout. Big ups to our friends over at Creative Concert. But I do got to say, oh my God, Friday night, my faith in rock and roll has been restored, brother. It really has. And it comes in the terms of the Struts. The Struts. Okay, so the Struts are on tour with Foo Fighters right now.
See, I'm not familiar with this band.
No. Because you're out of the loop.
I am 100% out of the loop.
The Struts are an amazing band, but they're on tour with Foo Fighters right now. They're opening for Foo Fighters, and you can even see Dave Grohl saying the Struts are the best opening band we've ever had.
Wow.
He just recently said that, too.
That's huge.
That's a big claim
right there.
It's right.
A huge claim.
And he ain't kidding, because this band is hot. I mean, killing. So in between shows with the Foo Fighters, they were in Toronto the other night, on like Thursday night, and Friday night they played at the Westcott Theater. So they play in front of 30,000 people one night to 300. Yeah. 300. But all 300 people at the Westcott the other night were just involved and right into the show, jumping, going along with all the hand movements. The Struts I can describe as kind of like a modern-day Rolling Stones meets Freddie Mercury and Queen type of thing. Mm-hmm. They're very English.
Well, I see like that 300, like, okay, so you got how many people going to see, like, half of them probably, most of them probably seen the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
You know, like, where they go to the Westcott, they're there to see the Struts.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So that 300 people, that's their crowd.
Yeah, those are the loyals. You
know? Loyal. And they came from all over the place, too. There wasn't too many locals there, believe it or not. They came from Buffalo and Rochester, and there wasn't too many people from Syracuse there at all. It was all people from out of town. But
yeah, anyway, that's 300 people from everywhere else except for Syracuse. That's pretty wild.
Right.
Yeah, that's a lot of people that follow that band then.
Well, if school was in session, that place would have been nuts.
Right.
That place would have been nuts. But this guy is like Freddie Mercury reincarnated.
That's a big claim.
Check him out, man. When he makes everybody lay on the ground and then jump up at the same time, and the whole hand movements and getting the crowd involved, and unbelievable show. He brought up some girl on stage and they did dancing. He goes, they covered Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
Wow, right? Nice.
And he goes, I need a Courtney Cox. Who's my Courtney Cox? So he brought up this girl, and this girl was just smiling and laughing, and you could tell it's the night of her life. And they were doing the dance, you know, remember like Bruce Springsteen did with Courtney Cox.
Oh,
and
man.
Hilarious. And then they brought out some other dude. It was his birthday, and they celebrated. I mean, it was a party. It was a party. It was a show. It was
just like a rock show should be.
Yeah, exactly. Those are like the best shows where everybody's involved, and it's an experience. It's not just like a band playing. It's like a whole, like, organic experience.
Exactly. And so then they play the Westcott on Friday night. Saturday night, they play Jones Beach down in the city. If you guys ever been
huge.
To Jones Beach?
No.
You've been to Jones Beach?
Yeah.
I love Jones Beach.
Such a good venue. Man.
One of my favorite venues
such
of all time.
Venue. I've seen so many bands there.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like anybody from the Dead, that's played with the Dead, Scofield, Chris Robinson and the Brotherhood. I mean, it could go on. Like, I've seen so many bands play there. Like, that's a really good venue.
It's an amazing venue. If you get a chance, please go do yourself a favor and go see Jones Beach. It's a great venue. But the next night after playing the Westcott Theater, the Struts are playing at Jones Beach. And who plays with them during the Dancing in the Dark thing? But Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers.
Oh, my God.
He got
so
in and played
awesome.
Drums.
That's some rub, man.
That is some rub.
That
right?
kind of rub.
Right. And then they're getting their picture taken with John Travolta was there watching the Foo Fighters because they're opening for the Foo Fighters. They're getting their picture taken with John Travolta. It's funny. I saw a video where Dave Grohl brought out John Travolta, and they did You Better Shake. What is it?
From Grease. Because I Need a Man.
Because I Need a Man. What's that song?
It's from Grease. It's
right?
on Grease, yeah.
Yeah, it's from Grease, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. Better Shape Up.
Better
that's
Shape Up. I think that's it.
Better Shape Up, because I Need a Man. That song. But yeah, they bring out John Travolta and started playing that. Dave Grohl is hands down the greatest rock
he's
star
the
out there right
yeah,
now.
He's
a very cool dude, man.
He just seems like a fan, like a music fan.
He is.
You know, so I like that. You know, like some musicians, they get kind of like pompous and arrogant. And like, he just seems like a down to earth ball breaker fan of music.
Yeah,
you know
I think
I mean?
He just loves to play, and he'll play anything with anybody. Like, I like the fact that he put out those CDs. What was it? I don't remember what the name of the band was, but he did all the music.
Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah, and then he came on and let everybody else who wanted to sing. And he didn't need the spotlight on it. You know, that's pretty cool for a guy at his level.
Do you see when he filled in for Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
Jimmy Kimmel, I think his kid was getting surgery or whatever, so he had a bunch of people guest host the show, and he came in as, what's his name? The other late night host.
Fallon?
No, with the beard. Oh, what the hell is his name? Letterman.
Letterman.
He came dressed as Letterman.
Yeah, Letterman. dude, did he have the beard on and everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yo, it was great. He was. You love it because he doesn't take himself that serious.
Right.
And I forgot who he got, but he got up and sang with somebody and actually played with one of the guests. And I thought that was just so cool. Like, he's just ready to play with anybody.
Super cool.
Yeah.
You could tell he's super cool.
I just watched like a documentary on the Foo Fighters. And if you have never seen this documentary, I'm not sure if it's on Netflix or Amazon or I can't remember where.
Is it Here and Now? Is that what it is?
I don't. I think it might be, but I watched so many of them, I can't remember. But this was by far one of the best rock documentaries because you have no idea how much shit a band goes through in their career.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pouring it out in this documentary, and he's saying like, there's so many times we lost this guy, we fired that guy, and then we rehired this guy, and then we had to get this guy, and then we had to fire that guy, and it was just like up and down. And like you're saying, it's this guy's been, Mike's been in like 100 bands. Like, I watched this Foo Fighter documentary and I related to it so much because the shit that he's saying that their band went through is what almost all musicians that are trying to hold on and stay going are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And like to see him say that. Then at one point it all just came together and we were playing like Yankee Stadium with like 100,000 people, and we were just, and the fans blew us away. So we just kept getting more and more into it to the point, he said, where like they couldn't even hear what they were playing anymore. It was just so loud in the stadium. They were up full blast. The crowd was full blast. And he said, I could have quit playing rock right there. And I was like, oh, my. Like, I related to it so much. Like, it was just such a great moment that he was painting as, like, a bust-your-ass musician, you know?
Here's the one on the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's a great one, too.
That's a good one, too,
because
yeah.
I love because there's so many different, like, you know, they talk about Glenn Frey and Bob Seger wanted Glenn Frey to go on tour with him, and his mom wouldn't let him. And then, then they're filling in for him and, who's the drummer?
Don Henley.
Don Henley. Yeah. We're filling in for Linda Ronstadt. They're doing backup for Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah, Stone Pony. They were her backup for like 5 years.
Yeah, and then like they're living in a little apartment, and then Jackson Brown was their neighbor, and he was writing tunes for him. And it's just like all these guys at the beginning, these epic like musicians in the beginning stages of their career, and like I just thought it was so cool. It kind of reminded me of that movie Almost Famous.
Yeah. Good. That was a good flick.
Our boy Nick Vanderwood checking in from Trampoline Jetstream. He says, never forget Dave Grohl as the devil in Tenacious D.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a great role. Good to hear from you, Nick.
And Tenacious D.
Look at Dave Grohl. I mean, he has played with everybody.
Yeah.
Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones he was the drummer in Nirvana. The guy has stayed an icon throughout all these years and has maintained this humble attitude throughout his whole career. It's amazing to see.
I kind of think that's why he doesn't get that rock legend, you know, like respect out there because he's such a down to earth guy, and he doesn't play up like that diva. You know, he's not that diva kind of
like
guy.
Kind of like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Well,
like how he's like this humble whatever dude.
Right.
You know, you never see him in the newspaper. You never see him, you know, on social media that he did some messed up shit. You know, he's just like regular dude.
Dave Grohl breaks his leg and goes out there and continues to play.
Yep.
You know,
crazy. That's commitment, man. That's
and not only did he continue to play, but didn't he play on the Game of Thrones like set? Wasn't it on that? Was that him or Axl Rose? One of the two.
I think it
was. Was it Dave? I think it was Dave. He was on the actual Iron Throne
Axl
from Game of Thrones.
Borrowed Dave Grohl's scooter or whatever he played on there.
Is that what it was?
When he broke his leg.
Something like that. But yeah, Dave did amazing, amazing. And it's good to see him doing that thing out there at such a high level and just maintain that humble
and for the love of the
mentality.
Music.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard the same thing about Corey Taylor, too.
Yeah.
Corey Taylor, yeah.
He seems like that very same, cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. And how many times do people tell you look like Corey Taylor?
Never.
Never? Really? Never. No, you do a little bit.
I get the Jason Newsted thing. I'm like, oh, I got a face for radio.
The thing I like about Corey Taylor is he went back and brought his guys from Stone Sour up with him.
Up with him, exactly.
And that's so cool. How many guys would be like, ah, screw these assholes, I'm not going to do it.
How cool is that?
Most of them would do that, yeah.
I would think 95% of them would do that.
Yeah, 95.
And true to his word, he came back. And not only did he bring him up, I mean, these guys, I mean, opening for Ozzy.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
They're one of the biggest rock bands out there right now.
Absolutely.
I think, and I like the contrast too of like Slipknot and Stone Sour. And then if you go on YouTube, you can find all kinds of Corey Taylor acoustic. Man, he's a working guy just like all the rest of us. He's still booking those, you know, those hometown gigs and going out and playing.
What I like about him, like you said, he does a lot of covers, like Aaron Lewis.
Yeah.
Aaron Lewis is kind of one of those guys that just likes to play, and you got to give them a lot of credit.
Corey Taylor's a great songwriter, though. Yeah. Whether it's acoustic or just even Slipknot.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be in the studio really soon, too.
God, I hope so.
Oh, really?
I think they're back in the studio. Yeah, Slipknot. Doing their thing. But joining in the studio today, our buddies today, Brothers Grimm, the duo. You guys have been playing together for how long now?
Oh, man.
As this concoction, only probably maybe a year. Mm-hmm. But we've worked together. I was thinking about it the other day. It's almost 10 years now, Mike.
Yeah, 10 years, man.
Wow.
I had quit playing for a while.
Did you?
And then I met him and at Mr. McGill's.
At McGill's. One night.
And we clicked and we jammed, and we've been jamming together ever since. Various forms. Take a break here and there and get back together. But yeah, it's totally cool. Totally free.
That was probably the wildest night at McGill's I've ever seen, too.
Your eyes look like piss holes in a snowbank, bro.
My eyes were huge, and there was so many crazy people dancing on the bar. And I'm like, my friend had taken me there for the first time, and I'm like, where the hell am I? Like, maybe we shouldn't have done that right before we came here. And Rich walks up, and he's like, oh, man, you guys don't look good. You guys should have some beer. We started drinking and talking, and I think I talked to him for the whole night.
Yeah.
And we were just laughing at the mayhem that was happening at McGill's. Like, I never.
It was at a country show, too.
There was a country show. Yeah. And there
it was actually, give a shout out to a local legend, Tommy Lamach.
Yeah.
It was Southern Grace.
Yeah, Southern Grace.
It was a Southern Grace gig, yeah.
And it was like, it was like Coyote Ugly in there, like chicks on the bar. Like, it was nuts.
Lamach, man. Big ups to our boy Tommy Lamach. I love that, man.
He's great.
Love that, man. Mike, how many bands have you been in, though? Because I remember you back in the day at the EC, coming in the Soggy Monsters, and what was the other one there?
Moon Patrol. Played in the reggae band for a while.
What was the reggae band?
Moon Patrol. Soggy Monsters, Moon Patrol. I was just playing with a band a little while ago called Leadwood.
Jocko the Giant.
Jocko the Giant was
the
last big one.
With Griff, right?
Yeah, with Griff and Jeremy Kozak. Mm-hmm. And that, man, we were kicking ass. Jeremy just had a baby, I think.
Jeremy, that's three times his name's brought up in the last 3 weeks now on the show. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Shit.
We have to reach out to him, though.
I just talked
to
him probably like a couple weeks ago. Yeah, yeah. So he's got a kid, and he works in the school district, just like my fiance. They're both teachers in the teacher world. And mm-hmm. So he had a kid, and I just talked to him, and so there might be a Jocko reunion. We're talking about that. So
Cool.
Griff, one of the best drummers I played with, man.
Yeah, me too.
Solid, yeah. Solid drummer. We
a
were
cool
just
guy.
Yeah, and just a cool guy.
Yeah, he's just mild mannered. You know, don't bother anybody. He's
and
just
then you put some sticks in his hand, and you're like,
he's
what
a monster.
The hell just
he
happened?
He turns into Neil Peart.
Yeah, seriously, he's got the Neil Peart setup for his drums too.
Oh yeah.
We went into a club and we were playing there, and the club owner, he's like, you guys got to move it back. I'm like, I don't know if you saw like Neil Peart's setup back here, but like, this is a full octagon, bro. We can't crush this anymore.
Yeah.
And he was just like, fine.
Griff used to get aggravated with us in Chokeslam because Griff and Johnson wouldn't drink, but me, Dallas, and Paul used to get hammered. I mean,
stop it. Really?
You know, we would get absolutely hammered, and Griff would just be like, all right, guys, that's enough. You know,
he was like the only one that didn't take off his clothes.
Right.
Who was the lead singer again?
Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson. Also a really cool dude. I met him
absolutely.
For the second time at Griff's Jack Jill party before his wedding there that we were all at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him and I'm like, man, you're real familiar. And he did this thing, like he put his hands up like this and he covered his eyes. He's like, Ultimate Warrior, do I look familiar now? I'm like, you're the dude from Chokeslam. I'm like,
See, like, Z, yeah. Z's allergic to sleeves. Johnson's allergic to shirts.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. I was surprised he had actually one on at the function.
Me too. A great time in that band. And Rich, you said you stopped playing for a while. Was it life getting in the way or something? Or
something about the
Or
Lila,
did you get
yeah.
sick of playing in the local music
no,
scene?
No, it's not that. I went from gigging 5, 6, 7 times a week to how do I say it? I tried to do this family life thing, and I got a 9-to-5, and the 9-to-5 that I got was a lot of physical labor, so it destroyed my hands. So it wasn't a question of whether I wanted to play. It was that I couldn't physically play.
Ah, damn.
So I got surgery back in January, and everything's going good now.
Oh,
so
good.
He was still playing, by the way, while all that was happening. We were still gigging out, and I mean, dude, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. And we'd be playing, and you could just see his like hand like cramp up while he was playing guitar. Yeah,
not be able to move it. I went like 7 months. You know when your foot falls asleep? It's that pins and needles thing. That's where my hand was.
Is it carpal tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. It's my doctor said it was the worst case he'd ever seen.
Oof. Really?
And he doesn't know if the nerve damage will ever come back. But right now, I mean, everything's good.
Yeah. So would you lock up when you were playing?
Not so much in my fingers, but in my shoulders and in the back of my neck. Yeah, because after carpal tunnel gets so bad, like on my, I've had it on both hands, and on my left arm, I've now got the ulnar nerve, which is tennis elbow, and that's just as painful. But after you let it get so bad, it starts destroying things up your arm because muscles compensate. And
those are all old guy,
terminologies
old guy problems,
for
getting old and
gray hair.
It sucks.
Yeah, Mike, I can't wait till you get old enough to where your balls hit the water when you take a shit.
Or just getting up in the morning and putting your foot down.
Yeah,
getting
like collapsing to the ground.
It happens.
I mean, it's all good, but that was the reason I had to take some
time. I'm at that point. Like, you get up and you're just like, oh, back gave out, laying back down. Like,
yeah.
Or when you pee, it's like SOS.
That's a whole nother thing, man.
Well, how long you been going at it now since the surgery and everything?
Surgery was in January.
Oh, it was in January.
I gave myself a couple months recovery and started jamming with Mike again. In fact, we got hit up by somebody that we had promised to gig to last year, and they were like, "Hey, we still want you to do this." So I hit Mike up and I was like, "Hey, you still interested?" And he's like, "Yeah." He goes, "We've taken too much time off. We need to jam again." I'm like, "Yeah, I completely agree, brother."
Awesome.
So, yeah, well, it's very organic.
People were calling us all the time, like, "Hey, you guys want to play this? You want to do this? Do that?" And I said, "Why don't we just we must make something official at this point, you know?" Because they're like, "Well, what are you called?" We were just saying Mike and Rich.
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Well, we got to do something official. People are calling for gigs now. Like, I guess we're going to do this." And we played in several bands together. He was the Soggy Monsters, you were mentioning. They went through, like, I don't know, we were playing for probably 8 years. And they went through, like, 3 different transformations. Rich was one of the bass players for that band.
Bass player, yeah.
And then from there... we played
Vagabond Station
together, which was with another friend of ours.
Liz Friedel. Fiddler in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Fiddler, and my fiance was playing keys for them at the time. And that's how we met. Because Rich hooked me up. And I was like, who's the hot girl on the keys? Is she single? And end of story. Now I'm about to get married.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That sounded like the death bell.
That was like I had to go reach around the computer. Right, I was like,
the 3 rings of marriage.
More accessible.
the engagement ring, the wedding ring, suffering.
I guess it's how you interpret getting married, I guess.
Exactly. He just punched my ticket. It's final. Here you go, sir.
If you need a divorce lawyer, you better know.
Yeah, we got a divorce lawyer for you. Anyways, no, it's good to see you guys active again, though. You guys got a bunch of gigs coming up. Are you playing anytime soon?
We're playing out in Kelly's Pub, I think, is the next one. That's way out in, like, the North Bay area. And I think we're playing at the Sunset again. I'm not sure. I have to call.
We like this. In the summer, we like to stick around the beach.
Yeah, yeah. I don't blame you.
Very cool gigs there, too.
Very nice.
I don't blame you. I mean, nobody wants to sit in a hot, sweaty club right now. And that was proven the other night watching the Struts in the Westcott. It was hot as balls in there. Yeah. And nobody wants to. Everybody wants to be outside.
Yeah. Right.
And who we're better than to be on the beach?
Mm-hmm.
No, you got all the boaters too, and they've been drinking all day out on the hot water. And
yeah.
They want to come in and get their land legs for a couple hours or drink them away, whatever. And the bars get packed, and you know, there's nothing better than playing to like a nice
boats and hose.
Boats and hose. You know. I'm on a motherfucking boat. That's why I think we're playing Lukens sometime in November. I gotta lock that down, but. That's another club I really like playing too. Is you play there on a Friday night, man? It's really nice there. There's a lot of kids drinking beer, a lot of people. We played an Allman Brothers tune there when I was there with Jocko, and the place went nuts. And
nice.
I was like, I didn't even think that many people liked Allman Brothers anymore. Like, it was kind of refreshing. There was a guy who was like 50 years old, and he was drunk in the back wailing, and he had all like the 28-year-olds up front dancing to it, and I was like, man, this is an Allman Brothers crowd right here. So it was a really nice treat.
I think Mike should be in our Joe Sweet band.
I know, right?
You're right?
We thought about it earlier.
We want
like,
a Joe Sweet band where everybody looks like Joe, and so far we've got like three.
There you go. So I have a story. I know Joe. We're good friends.
Yeah.
And the other night, we were playing in the beach, actually, and because I got these big earrings, my beard was a little longer and my hair was longer. I just cut it a little bit. And I'm standing there and this guy comes up to me super drunk. And he's like, he just looks at me in the eyes. He goes, sweet, sweet. And I was like, okay, sweet, bro. And he's like, Joe Sweet. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know him. And it wasn't like registering that he was asking me if I was Joe Sweet.
He couldn't spit it out.
He couldn't spit it out. He was so drunk. And he was like, Joe Sweet.
Was it Joe Sweet?
It was the weirdest conversation because I wasn't inebriated at all, and this guy clearly was, and I couldn't like register what the hell we were talking about. I was like, oh, you think I'm – oh, no, I'm not Joe Sweet. Like, I know him. Like, you should talk to him on Facebook. I don't know. Like, he's like, we're friends. I'm like, no, I totally believe you, dude. Like, just –
Everybody's friends with
him.
No, you met you and me, man.
There's New Radio Etiquette. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that band, but Mike Hill in that band looks like Joe as well. In fact, when he came in that one day, I was like, what are you doing here, dude?
I did too.
You know, and then when that sparked the idea of starting this band where everybody looks like Joe, and where Joe should be in the band as well.
Sure.
He's got to be the lead singer of his own band, Joe Sweets.
It should be like a Joe Sweet Where's Waldo. Like, you got to pick out which guy actually is Joe Sweet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you should switch them up on instruments.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Yeah, see, I was playing everything and rotating.
I was thinking like that, being John Malkovich.
Oh, my God. That's such a good idea.
Being Joe Sweet. Like,
much love out to Joey. That's for damn sure. I know Nine Ball played this weekend. There was so much going
on.
Really? There was so much going on this weekend.
Where did they play?
They played in Frankfurt.
Okay.
They were playing in Frankfurt this weekend. But there was so much going on this weekend.
Yeah. Was it the Manicore?
They had the Bavarian Festival, but I mean music-wise.
Well, they had the couple field days too, right?
It was field days and out in Watertown, and Dave Matthews played this past weekend, and Dispatch last night, and there's just a lot going on. Oma Gang had Old Crow Medicine Show this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to see
dude,
that so
Old
bad.
Crow is probably one of the best bands I've ever seen live.
Really?
Blew me away.
Great band.
Yeah.
Great band, for sure. Wow. One of the best bands live.
Didn't you just say that about another band?
Isn't that a bold statement?
So prior to that, it was Rob Zombie. Uh-huh. And then like 5 years ago, I caught them the last time they played Oma Gang. And I just stood there dumbfounded the whole night. I didn't understand how a string band was putting out so much sound and being so tight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they blew me away.
Wow. To compare them like with the Zombie show, I mean, that's impressive. Because Zombie puts on a hell of a show.
Well, it's two different shows, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. But
the way opposite sides of the spectrum. But I mean,
Old Crow didn't have like strippers up there dancing and like crazy stuff.
No blood and makeup and stuff.
No
hillbilly zombie chicks. No. But
well, you might be on this one. We could start something new, though.
Yeah.
Like incorporate like a string band with like a Rob Zombie style of important, you know, performance.
We got to table that because that's $1 million idea. Let's not talk about that on air. That's a good one. I'm with you. We could call some people. I think that would work really well around here, actually.
All right, enough. We'll talk off air. there was a lot going on.
Who's that band that played for, that did all the music for Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, Curtis Steiger and what the hell's the name of the band? I can't remember the name of the band.
It seems like they could pull something like that off.
Oh, yeah.
That dark, bluesy.
Yep.
Yeah,
they got a great version of House of the Rising Sun that actually I think became the SOA theme song.
Can I make a public service announcement right now? Yeah. Band, stop covering House of the Rising Sun. Everybody does it. Everybody puts it out there. Stop.
And the original,
cut it out.
The original's still the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop doing it. Yeah. Cut it out. We've heard it from everybody. We don't need to hear it anymore.
You know, so that's a big thing. Like when I play in bands these days, like I'll get together with guys like, we should do House of the Rising Sun. I'm like, we're never covering that. I was like, you can walk into any bar right now and see like a bunch of people covering it. Why would you want to play the same song? You gotta change it up. Like people like to hear the songs they know, but they don't want to hear the same ones over and over. The reason there's jukeboxes still in bars is because people aren't changing up their repertoire enough, you know? Like, you got to change up what you're playing.
I mean, if you can do an Animals tune, we got to get out of this place.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Great tune.
Yeah.
Like, but everybody gives love to the House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah. It's easy. That's
well, I don't even think that the Animals can take credit for that, because I think that's a song that's one of those old traditional songs.
Yeah,
just
I think
handed
so.
Down.
Right.
Well, I think they're the ones that really.
They're the ones that brought it to the forefront. Yeah. But I mean, it's the same thing as kind of like Darius Rucker. With
Wagon Wheel.
He didn't write that song. Dylan wrote that song.
Yeah.
Old Crow Medicine Show wrote the last verse and made it famous. And then he, you know, but everybody gives credit to Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
You know.
And Dylan wrote every song out there. I think.
Oh, I know, yeah, right?
And that's another song. Stop covering Wagon Wheel, too. Thank you.
We got to strike that from the repertoire, Rich.
it's on the repertoire.
Only one night.
I just tell you, if you work with one of our crew, you know, you won't get hired again if she hears wagon. If the boss hears Wagon Wheel, she won't hire
it's
you.
Over.
Yeah.
It's over.
I'm serious. That and Crazy Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Please stop covering that.
Band is saying it's Curtis Steigers and the Forest Rangers.
Forest Rangers, yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
That's one of them really nice.
They're real rootsy.
Like, alt-rock bands that are out there now. Like the alt-rock is still fairly underground, but it is a mix of like harder rock with like bluegrass roots, and that stuff is amazing. Like I actually formed like a whole channel on Spotify because of it, and I can't believe we were talking about it earlier about that new sound coming out where they're playing a lot of like the old like New Orleans bluesy rock and roll, but they're just cranking that fuzz pedal all the way, making it really like
the dirty rock,
pretty dirty. But it's the same chords, same rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's that alt rock sound. That's like kind of what's come out. It's real poppy right now on the radio. But if you listen to alt rock on purpose, it's really got a lot of that southern rock edge mixed with like the K rock, new age sound when it was cool, when it was back in the day, when K-Rock was like fresh and amazing with all of these like really underground bands coming out, which, and now they're all famous bands, but back in the day when nobody knew who like Seven Dust was and a lot of these bands, so like mix that with the bluegrass of like Old Crow Medicine Show, and you got what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Only we're talking about like a show
it's got to be a show, a performance.
Yeah, it's gonna rival Alice Cooper stuff.
Exactly.
You know?
I like it. I was telling these guys too, Chicken. I was telling Chicken not too long ago that like bluegrass is just another form of heavy metal. It really is. All that picking is all played at high speed.
Flat pickers are some of the most badass guitar players out there.
So good.
Yeah. And you hear the twang and you immediately want to dismiss it as being like hit country. But if there's players out there, like for instance Nick Piccinini. Like that boy can play.
And play everything.
And play everything, yeah. And make you go home and want to just cry.
Make
yeah.
me sick.
Yeah. I mean, but props, man.
Right, yeah.
To me,
oh, we love
that's
Nick.
That's inspirational.
Yeah. Yep. I cut him up in Old Forge, and he was playing some like rock tunes, and I'm like, I blew me away.
Yeah?
Just
really?
Amazing. That band was really, really good.
Well, yeah. It's him and
Brady, Jay Brady.
Yeah, Jay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, when he was playing with Crossman.
Follow the Muse.
Follow Muse. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good band, actually. Yeah.
They were really good. I was pleasantly surprised when I walked in that bar and heard those guys jamming out.
Well, that's funny, because you got, in that band, you got Nick, who plays everything, and he's, you know, got the bluegrass roots and the folky Americana roots, and then you got Josh Crossman and Nate Keita, who come from the heavy metal scene. So putting that together, it's an interesting dichotomy.
So awesome in my mind, though, because when I think about heavy metal, I think about the drummer, and I think about, like, some of the driving rhythms that, like, you know, Griff used to pull a lot of that stuff
up,
that heavier rock, which really really drove the band to like this power, you know. And so if you put power like that behind some bluegrass and some soul, like, oh my God, it's amazing. It can't have too many double kicks though. You know, you can't throw a lot of that double kick. It has to be tasteful.
You just lost half your drummer audience.
Yeah, just lost half. Too much double kick.
Well, there are some bands that do overdo it.
But, yeah, the bluegrass now, you got guys like El Demiola,
mm-hmm.
one of the best flat pickers out there. And he plays everything from classical to flamenco to his heavy metal riffs are mind-blowing. I listen to him, and then I put on, like, Humphreys McGee, and I swear I'm hearing the same riffing.
Right.
You know, and then you can hear Jake Sininger from Humphreys McGee talk about El Demiola. And I'm like, now I know why I'm hearing it, because he loves El Demiola, so he's listening to that same style.
When they had that History of Metal, they were talking to Motorhead, Lemmy, and he was basically saying a lot of his style came from, like, old 50s blues music.
The Memphis blues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you start listening, you can actually hear it.
Yeah.
You know, they just cranked it up and, you know,
that's
dirtied
all,
it up a little
that's
bit.
That's all Motorhead was. It's pretty much 1/4/5.
Yeah.
It is. It's just distorted, and it's on 50.
And they had Lemmy.
They had Lemmy, right.
Just go to a crawling.
Metal up birthday or whatever. Happy birthday. You know, like, it's Lemmy, dude. Like, he's the godfather of metal.
Oh, man, I saw some pictures after he passed away, some pictures of, like, his rig set up and stuff, and he would drag around the same dirty old rig everywhere. He he wasn't the guy who was going out buying new expensive rigs. He's like, I like this one, and I don't care how bad it gets. And I thought I heard something like they set his rig on fire one time. and nobody wanted to do it. I think that's the story. Nobody wanted to do it, and one of his sound techs says, fuck it, I'm going to do it. Yeah, fine, I'll do it. Because everyone was like, no, we're not doing that. That's ridiculous. And one of the techs was like, you give me $200 right now, I'm going to do it. And they set it on fire with lighter fluid while he was playing it. And like,
wow.
Yeah, they only did it once.
They said that he used to hang out at a 50-style like diner. Like, that's where he would go there and smoke cigarettes and drink coffee.
I was going to say, he seems like the kind of guy that would just sit there with them sideburns and that hat, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. Like a trucker.
Exactly.
Waffles. Yeah.
And he's stuck at the Rainbow. He's always at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. And they got a statue of him at the Rainbow now after
that's
he passed
awesome.
Away. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. You mentioned Humphreys, though, man. That's the band, though. I love that band.
It's one of my – if somebody asked me right now what's your favorite band, because I never was, like, an idolizer. Like, I never really idolized any, like, one artist or band. But Humphreys just – I don't know, dude. Like, they just – they take my breath away. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like he was talking about being inspired. I cannot listen to Humphreys without being inspired and going back into my home studio and be like, I got to figure out what he's playing. I got to figure out how to do that sound or – because that band actually inspires me. And they go all over. They go from the sweet 80s heavy metal riffs to just some funk.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, nobody else can combine that stuff right now.
Maybe all parts in between.
Yeah, everything. So it's crazy. I love that band.
I like when they go into to me, it sounds like they're always shifting gears when they get into their jams. It's always like a gear shifting. Like, we're going to go from this heavy metal riff into all of a sudden, like you said, funk. Or you listen to any of the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
Hall of Fame, it just came out.
Yep.
And now what they do is they record all the shows. And they take the best recordings from each of the shows or the best songs that they thought, and they put it together, and they call it the Hall of Fame. So this year, the 2017 Hall of Fame
just came out.
And all the great stuff that they put in. And you listen to some of that stuff, and it's like, wow. You know, it's always going to be, like, their best album of the year. You know, just because it's all their great stuff throughout the year.
Dude, their live shows are just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not sitting down for a show for Humphreys. And if you are, you're passed out drunk probably.
I feel like the jam scene is starting to pick up a little bit more, though. You got younger bands out there doing like Twiddle and Aqueous, Dopapod,
and
Turquoise. And there's a bunch of great bands out there.
Dopapod's been around for a while, though. I mean, they've been paying.
And Aqueous, but they're starting to gain momentum, is what I mean. They're starting to get popularity. I mean, Twiddle's been out for 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
And they're one of the biggest jam bands out there right now.
They're opening for every band right now.
Right.
You know? And playing with everybody. They just had Warren Haynes on stage for like a.
They're playing with Phil Lesh.
Yeah. I mean.
They're playing with everybody.
Crazy. When you start getting those names next year, I'm like, okay, in my mind, you've made it in the jam scene for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
And you got Pigeons Playing Ping Pong.
Love that band.
They're another band that's blowing up right now.
I love that band so much. Like, I keep trying to turn people onto these guys. And I think some of my friends are the musicians. Like, these guys are just goofy. I'm like, they made a whole song about Star Wars that just kicks ass, dude. and it's not like in a corny kick ass. Like, the vocals, I mean, they might have like a little bit of corny lyrics here and there in the song, but the vocals are on point. I mean, they're talented dudes.
They're talented dudes.
And they rip it up. Like, when they get funky, they get funky.
And they're opening for Mo when Mo plays at the brewery on September the 7th.
Sick.
They're going to be there. Is the Mo poster up there? No, it's not. September the 7th, though. Pledging, or is that Aqueous? Or one of them. I don't know. I'm confused. There's too many concerts. I'm stuck in too many concerts.
Oh, I don't ever say that.
In my world, yes. Too many concerts.
Well, it feels like summer just got off to such a late start that, like, there's so much to do in such a short amount of time right now. And so you're, like, going dizzy. Like, which band did I want to see this year? Which one am I going, you know?
Yeah.
I'm with you. Like, I'm dizzy. Like, I didn't know that the Dispatch show was coming quick enough.
That was last night.
Revelation
was the other last week,
and,
too.
And I got tickets to Slightly Stupid already. So I'm trying to lock it all down because it does feel like it's just flying by. And you already said that it's almost half over. So,
yeah.
You know, now I'm really going to go home and start booking shows. Cause
well, you got a book for the fall now.
Yeah, yeah,
you
exactly.
You got a book for the fall.
Yeah.
Rich, you got anything on your itinerary as far as summer concerts go?
I guess I'm at a point where there's a handful of bands I want to see live, and they don't come to New York State.
What's your bucket list? You got a bucket list?
Bucket list, I want to see Slipknot. Bucket list, I want Rage Against the Machine to get their heads out of their asses and get back together.
Oh, my God. If that happens, I've seen them before. That was one of the best shows I've ever seen, actually.
Well, now they got Prophets of Rage.
Have you seen Prophets of Rage? It's an amazing show.
I've not even heard of that.
What?
No. What's that?
Well, it's Rage Against the Machine with Be Real from Cypress Hill and Chuck D from Public Enemy as their frontman. Yep. And what they do is they mix it up. Cool. They play like five or six Rage songs. They play some Public Enemy. They play some Cypress Hill. They play some Beastie Boys.
When did that start?
A couple of years ago. Seen it like 2 years ago in New Jersey. It was incredible.
Wow.
You have to go check that out. Yeah. You know what's crazy is K-Rockathon's coming up really soon. And Avenged Sevenfold right now is on tour with Prophets of Rage.
Really?
And the only date they're not doing together is the one here in Syracuse.
Stop it.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
Damn, we were just talking about that.
But if you get a chance, that's an amazing show.
I'll definitely check
it out. It brought me back to my youth, jumping up and down. Fuck you, I ain't doing what you tell me. Right, you know.
Yeah, stop playing that song too, cover band. Yeah.
Yes.
For the sake of all that is good and holy, I mean, come on.
We see, get somebody start writing these down. We're gonna write them all down today.
Make a list of things you should never cover.
Right.
But then you got How We Could Just Kill a Man with actually Be Real singing it.
Right.
Yeah.
With Rage behind it.
Oh my
god. Crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people that like Rage didn't really like that Renegades CD they put out, but I thought it was awesome.
The Renegades of Funk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like because to me, man, it's their roots. Mm-hmm. It's like Metallica's 598 EP, man. Garage days. Like, that's what they grew up. That's what they were learning to play when they were coming up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, I love that stuff, man. I love it. So, but yeah, other than that, no, I jump out and catch local musicians as much as I can.
Yeah.
In the area, love Max, Max Sheldon. There's just a lot of good local talent.
There really is, man. York, you know? I'm glad you brought that up because we could do a whole separate podcast on just all the local talent around here.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's growing too.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of people in Syracuse think that it's like this core of like 15 musicians and those are all the bands. And it used to be that way in Utica. Like when I was coming up through the 90s, you know, graduating high school and going out and getting wasted and having a good time, it seemed like the same people in all the same. But like now Utica, I think, is like way more diverse.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I agree.
And Syracuse, I'm not nothing to take away from Syracuse, but it still seems to be those same core guys.
I disagree.
But now you've got younger guys coming up that are saying, hey, why has it got to be a click? Why can't we break it? And they're letting them in, you know, and that's cool. I like that. You know?
I think Syracuse music scene is flourishing right now, actually.
Yeah.
There's some great music coming out of Syracuse right now, whether it's out of the rock
like
scene or
the
jam
Street
scene.
Band
well, Spring and, Street Family is a good example. The Barroom Philosophers.
Yeah, those guys are.
You can't...
Chris Eves.
Chris Eves. Everything Chris. Yeah. We just had Chris Eves in here last week. Everything Chris Eves is doing, phenomenal. Yeah. The kid touches anything. It's really, really good. Yep. Sophistafunk, another one.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget about Sophistafunk. There's a bunch of great bands coming out of Syracuse right now. Driscoll. Can't forget about Joe Driscoll.
Joel
Tier. Joe's always doing it. Joe is one of the most amazing musicians out there.
Yeah, he is. He's amazing.
He really is. So, and then you got their cover scene, which, you know, their cover scene is a little bit different than our cover scene here in Utica in a way. You know, they've got, like, Hard Promises. They've been doing it at such a high level for so long. Yeah. And they mix it up. They're doing the classic rock, and they're doing, like, Motown or whatever. And you got other bands with Lenny Milano's playing, and what's the band, his soul band there? That funk band. Oh, I can't remember right now. Anyways, he's got a great band. And then you got Under the Gun and Three Inch Fury. And so there's a lot of great cover bands where we got great cover bands, too. Showtime, I think, is one of the best bands out there
Really good, yeah.
Harmonizing-wise, and they're just incredible. And, you know, Moyer and Gridley have been doing it for a long time. The Bomb's been out there forever. Last Left is a great band.
Yep.
You know, there's some good, really, really good music,
too. I love going to see Last Left. Because they're always playing good shit that you don't want to admit you like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'll be in the car and I'll be rocking out to JT. And then, like, I pull up a car next to me and I'm like, just calm it down a bit. But then I go to the casino and Last Left is there and they're ripping out all those same tunes. And I don't feel bad then, you know?
This is why we got Bandage on the horn, because Dave Bandage is our fact checker. Primetime is what I was thinking, Dave. Thank you very much. Primetime Horns, Monkey Fever, Phil Petroff, and Natural Fact. You ever see
Phil? Those guys are great.
Have you ever seen that guy play?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's incredible. God. Blues guitar player.
Yeah.
You know, we can't forget about Los Blancos, too.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing it for a long time in Syracuse. So we just rattled off about 30 bands in the Syracuse-Utica area. Yeah. And it just
funny,
goes to show you how much talent is around.
And what's funny, though, is those bands play here and the bands from here play there. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about the music scenes on the way up here and how, like, when we were younger, they were different. I mean, I grew up, we were watching jam bands already out at the Amp. Joe Sweet was throwing a festival. We were at that one. Then we were out at
remind me.
The next weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, but Amp in Vienna?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
the
they still
Vienna.
Do that?
Nah.
No, it's there, but they don't really do anything there.
What a shame. Great place.
Yeah, what a great place, man. Mm-hmm.
They used to have the Harvest Moon Jamborees over
there. Oh, my God.
We did the Backwoods Bash when I was at K-Rock.
Backwoods Bash. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, like, they... Yeah, I mean, now I'm reminiscing, but...
And then in the jam scene, too, Captain Trips. Yeah, Captain
That's
Trips.
That's what I was going to say. So we'd be there one weekend, and then the next weekend, we're at Captain Trips, man. And I loved Captain Trips. Mm-hmm. Saw so many good bands and so many weird things I shouldn't have seen at my age, but, you know, it was a great, great place, great scene. And, you know, Utica, I just always... they've always just had, like, a good underground scene, but now the difference is in Utica is it's very mainstream here. Like, it's, like... Everyone knows where Varick Street is. Everyone knows the bars in the area now that have live music. The Utica Music Fest kind of brought out a lot more of that. Utica's really behind it in the music scene. So where Syracuse, I think they've just been doing it the same for a long time. But if you go to the Jazz Fest. Which
Taste of Syracuse this year was off the charts.
Oh, yeah. I missed it this year. Who was playing? Who was the headlining band? For
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth was playing.
But there's all these other stages. Like I was running the local stage where we had Spring Street and we had. No, actually, Spring Street wasn't on there. But Sophistafunk, Skunk City, and
Skunk City,
the Old Main. We forgot about the Old Main.
So I met those guys at the Old Main at their first gig at the Tram when they were the Birdseed Bandits.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Birdseed Bandits.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, man, those guys, like Nash and Seth, man, and Mitch, I got nothing but respect for them, man. They work their asses off, and they run shit now, man.
Yeah, they do.
And every time I see them, I'm just more impressed than the last time. So, yeah, big ups to Old Main, man.
Glad we were talking about them. Last night they played at the After Dispatch party at the Harp, and they had a great crowd. And on a Sunday night, they had a great crowd at the Harp rocking out. Yeah.
And they keep everybody involved, too, you know? And Seth is funnier than hell, dude. You know, you talk to him and you think he's just this, like, intelligent dude that kind of keeps to himself. But no, he's funnier than hell.
He is. They're all good guys.
Yeah.
Get a chance. Check out The Old Main. TheOldMainMusic.com for more information. They're doing it. I love those guys, man. And they're really busy. If you look at their schedule right now, they're playing pretty much every night. Good. Yep. They
That's
deserve
great.
It.
That's what you want. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All these bands you mentioned, Trampling Jetstream.
We didn't mention them. No, we mentioned them earlier when Nick chimed in. But they're another band, and big ups to those guys too, because they're going to be playing that free for all for K Rock over there in downtown Utica.
And you got me all like wanting to hear some Beside the Sun.
And Beside the Sun is going to be a great band, and they need to get out there more too.
What's that? Who's in that?
Well, it happened. Nate just had a kid, so they're gonna okay. They're on a little bit of a hiatus, and but we got to get him in here and bring that. But anyways. Beside the Sun is a great local rock band. It features a couple of guys from the Autumn Fire guys, Crossman and Nate Keita, and my buddy Mike Santoro. And they found this kid. His name's Chris Perez. He's an amazing singer, and he's living out of Rome. And the kid's got some soul. He's got some funk. He's got some metal. And they're a wide genre of music I can describe them as.
That's what I like about the music scene that's happening now, too, is that it used to be you stayed in your demographic. Mm-hmm. And now you got, you know, you got like Scars and Stripes covering Bruno Mars. You know what I mean? I love that. I just love that, you know.
Scars and Stripes, I can't believe we didn't mention them until just now too. They're another one. Big ups to my boy Todd Styles, man. They've been doing Todd's it too. Cool. And they're doing Bill. Todd's got his other band going too with Country Swag.
Yeah, Country Swag.
And they're kicking ass out there too.
Tin Rooster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I caught them there one night and I was blown away. And then I look at the guitar player and I'm like, Todd, really? Come on. Really?
The other one, Simple Props, too.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I think we named every band. Including Brother Grimm. Brothers Grimm. Is it with the S or without the S?
Yeah, with the S.
It's with the S. Yeah. Brothers Grimm. Gotcha.
Yeah, big ups to all the local music, man. A lot of these musicians have been doing it for a while. Simple Props, I think Bill Carmen is the bass player, right?
Yeah. Oh, yep.
And Billy Carmen, I mean.
Badass.
And Orlowski's on drums, right?
Yeah.
No, he's not playing with them anymore.
He's not playing with them?
No.
I didn't know that.
Well, Gloopy's playing with them, but you mentioned Pat Orlowski. They got Toast back together.
Yep.
Oh, really?
So
yeah.
Toast is back together with our boy singing. Todd Williams. Yeah.
Who's playing drums?
Who's playing drums and Toast?
Yeah.
Pat Orlowski.
Okay. Okay.
He's the original drummer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm thinking of Nine Ball, Ken Delaney.
Ken had moved away.
Yeah, Ken moved down.
Ken
down
moved away North, down to
North
Carolina.
Carolina, I think, yeah.
But, yeah, I want to see Nine Ball come back more. I know they played this weekend at a pizzeria they played. They played at Fratello's Pizza in Frankfurt. So I'd like to see them get back together and do their thing. Nine Ball kicks ass.
Last year they had a good handful of gigs. They were
all
over the place last year.
Yeah. Well, I know they're writing music, so they're still active amongst themselves.
DNA, it was?
Great album.
Yeah. That's a great CD, yeah.
And Joe's a great front man. Yeah. He really is.
Yeah, he's always been. Yeah. Always been. Man, I always used to say to him, I'm like, you know, if Nine Ball didn't take that long hiatus, I think you guys would have been. Because they were right there in the middle of that whole grunge thing. It would have been.
I used to love them and Dracula Jones.
Jones. And they're back.
Absolutely. They did a couple. They did a couple reunion dates last year and the year before.
No, they're back.
Well, full. He was doing Pale Green Stars.
Mm-hmm. He's doing it all.
He's
actually
doing it both.
Jeff's the only guy I've ever seen belt out a tune playing guitar with a cigarette in his mouth. Like, damn, how you do that?
That's crazy. That's a no on the singer front. Like, don't be smoking and singing. It's bad enough you're smoking and a singer, you know?
We literally been sitting here for the last 20 minutes talking about all the local talent in this area.
Yeah.
That's some attention right there. Like, we need some attention. Mm-hmm. People Absolutely. Should look and see the pool of talent that is here in upstate New York and in the 315 alone.
Yeah. I mean, any given weekend from, like, Thursday to Sunday, there's something going on.
Yeah.
You know, from here to Syracuse, there's music everywhere. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know what we could ever do to, like, maybe we could have a radio station and then mention it for 20 minutes. That's a good idea.
There you go. Seriously.
Yeah, like there's so much good talent and, you know, so much stuff going on that I can't sit home. I got to go do something.
Same here.
You know, and if you're not a musician and you're a music lover, I mean, you're out there watching it, you know.
Yeah. That's why I decided to work in the music industry. So I'm always, because it's the only thing I know.
Right.
Bandages checking in says, for a long time veterans of the Utica music scene, the Brothers Sisties, their project, the Blarney Rubble Band, are about to release a new album
no kidding,
as well.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Nice. That's good to hear. Also, they have the Libraires Allman Brothers Tribute Band as well.
Right. Yep.
Justice McBride. Oh. If you remember those guys back in the day, they've been doing it for a long, long time. Still doing it. You know, this weekend, I caught the last half hour of the Mount Carmel Feast because I needed to get my pizza free.
Yeah.
And so our buddy Freddie Pepperato and Soul Injection were playing, and they killed it, man.
Yeah, they're really good, too.
They're
really,
really good, too. And Classified, another one. There's a lot of... We go on and on and on and on.
So it's so funny, too, because if you've been a musician in the scene for a while, you know somebody in every one of these bands. Like, because we're all bumping elbows somewhere. We're all playing the same clubs. And, you know, again, props to all the hardworking musicians that just keep grinding it out, because it's not easy. I think it's gotten harder to be a musician and to be a band and play venues nowadays in just the local bar scene than it was when we were kids. You
right.
know, like, we could get gigs fairly easily, where now, like...
Yeah, but now you're older and you want to get paid.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a big difference.
Good point.
Yeah, big difference, yeah, for
good
sure.
point.
Yeah. But, so true. But, like, I like what you were saying about what Showtime did for at the Boilermaker, bringing other bands up on, and the Bomb does that a lot. And
the Bomb does that every Saranac. Their Saranac gig every year, the Bomb brings up everybody to come in and share the wealth, if you will.
And basically showcasing other bands.
Yeah,
which
that's great, man. I mean, yeah, I think that's a great thing. Like, if you've gotten to a point where you can afford that, to even having an opening band for, like, a 20-minute set, mm-hmm. like, all that's really good to just keep the scene going and giving back to the scene. And Utica's always been one of my favorite scenes, though. I mean, every time you could just walk onto the Utica music scene and see a musician playing at, like, Nail Creek or something, just be like, hey, bro, I like your set. That's a cool guitar. And, you know, every musician responds to you. I've never had, like, someone just be, like, a jerk to me, you know, because they don't know me from Adam. But you could walk up and approach most. Where, you know, a lot of gigs, that's not how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But Utica just... I mean, what was it? The Utica Greens they did, and I played a couple shows. I played at the, I think I played at the Celtic Harp, and then I was over at some other place. And I met at least 20 people in that time that were all musicians. They came out of nowhere and were just like, hey, I like that guitar. I like that. They're all musicians in bands from Utica, New York.
Because
mm-hmm. they all know they're going to be playing together at some point.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Like, you go and you see different... collaborations of musicians
right, right.
everywhere you go, and I think that's really cool. And it opens up that range of, you know, where you're going to go musically,
right?
So I think that's really cool. You're seeing a lot of that now.
Our buddy Band is checking in again. A couple things here. Thunderwatt, another band we missed.
Oh, those
over
guys
here.
Are great.
Solid.
Yeah,
real solid. Great band. Jim Inman, super talented. And it, like, Jim gets really involved with everything. Like, he'll be like, okay, I want to cover all of Pink Floyd metal, and like the 3 months later, they're doing a gig of them doing the whole album front to back. I mean, like, he gets really involved in these projects, and that's cool to see.
Yeah.
We need to see more of that. And he's also saying the Levitt Amp series is providing pretty sweet and the ability to showcase local talent as well. So that's
nice.
It's true,
that's
too.
Awesome.
They're doing a lot of cool things over at Levitt. So that's tonight, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Holy crap.
It's Monday. And, like, on a Monday night, you go check out music from downtown Utica. Awesome.
You know, I've been all over the country. I've traveled all over the place. I've been in bars in, you know, Texas, and I can tell you that, like, it's far and few that you find, like, a community or city where you can get music from Monday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have those little pockets, they're gems, and everybody is, like, just trying to move around that area because the music brings the food and the music go great together, the families and the people. Like, it's a real, like, hub that starts to be created. North Carolina and Asheville is the only other city that reminds me of Utica.
Wow.
In the way that they have good food, they have good community, and they have music Monday through Sunday.
Huh.
You know, everywhere else I've been, maybe Nashville. Yeah, maybe Nashville.
Asheville North Carolina, they have a second line, and they do a bar crawl. I went to see a buddy's band play there, and I'd never been to Asheville before, and their gigs there, they're done gigging by 9-10 o'clock at night, because they want to make room, because they're having a pub crawl, and what they've got is a second line, horn band, horns and strings. They walk all through Asheville, and they go pub to pub to pub to pub, and they pick up musicians and they drop off musicians, and it's just basically like a pub crawl. You know what I mean?
How cool is
yeah,
that?
It's so cool. And then it was just like everybody's best friend, you know?
Amazing. Yeah, the three cities in the world I've been to that have that is Utica, New Orleans, and Asheville, North Carolina.
We've been to Austin.
I have been to Austin.
I haven't made it there yet.
I haven't made it there yet.
Austin has a really good music scene.
Yeah.
But I think it's not as small and not small, but it's not as communal as I'm talking about. It's not like
it's a little more cutthroat.
Right, right. It's big. It's just a lot bigger. Austin's a huge, huge city. Lots of music going down there.
That's where they do South by Southwest every
year. Right. Yeah. Okay. I feel like that probably brings a lot of outsiders into the area, and that's where the absence of the community is.
Exactly, right. Because really Austin is like a giant like oasis of stuff in the middle of nothing. It's like on the outside of Austin, there's not really a lot there. But in Austin itself, they have like this mega center where they have like the big stadiums and stuff that have all the music, and it's just... It's huge.
Well, I think a lot of times cities that tend to focus their financials on music and arts, they tend to cultivate that kind of atmosphere and make it easier. You know? Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of K-pop?
K-pop, yes.
You know what that is?
I don't.
Is it a drug?
You must be on it, really, I think, in order to enjoy it. But it's Korean pop music.
Okay, no. I'm
and it's like
something
this.
Else.
It's not like something a promoter you should listen to, but the reason I bring it
is it like baby metal?
No, baby metal's cool. K-pop, it's Korean pop music, and it's polygenre. It's got everything from like you're gonna have pop music to heavy metal to like bluegrass, all in one song, and that's right. That makes you want to go what?
Like Umphrey's.
Right. It's kind of weirder than Umphrey's. Umphrey's is very strategically made happening. But so I watched this random documentary in K-pop late at night. And the reason I mention it is Korea actually was losing like all their financial backing. The economy was crumbling. And they decided to dump all their resources, 1% of the continent's resources, into K-pop music because they noticed that it was taking off. And now K-pop is so big, it's all over the world, and it's just crazy. It's just crazy how many people love K-pop. And you probably have friends right now that are closet K-pop fans.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, and now Korea's economy is hugely based off from music.
Really?
And that's phenomenal.
Well, South Korea.
South Korea.
Yeah.
But that's just phenomenal to me that, like, their economy turned around because they invested in music. You know, that's huge. Where like in most places now they're cutting the music programs. You know, they're cutting those kind of things. And I think for me, when I was younger, like getting into the studio aspects of stuff and the sound engineering and messing with electronics when I was younger, they're like, oh, you can run the soundboard. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then playing music when I was in school, like I kind of got a mass array of like what being a musician actually was like, and kids aren't really getting exposed to a lot of those programs. Some places have it, like New Orleans has a great program. A couple other places have great school programs for young kids, getting them invested in music. But I just thought it was crazy that Korea actually turned around their economic structure based on music. That has to say a lot, you know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to look into that.
You probably won't put it on your playlist.
You guys brought guitars.
Yes, yeah. We did.
You guys feel like jamming? Or?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we can
play a couple songs or something?
Yeah, sure.
Feel like doing it up a little bit?
We could play a couple things for you.
Couple Two Tree?
Yeah, Two Tree.
We'll get about it.
What do you think? We'll take a break. We'll come back and have these guys. We got the Brothers Grimm duo in the house with us. Jam up a couple tunes.
Let's do it.
You guys got some originals or covers? Or what are you guys doing? You write any?
Yeah, we write stuff. We got one. You probably heard it before from one of the old bands. We could play it for you.
Yeah.
A little Damn Right, maybe.
All right. Cool. Let's take a little break, and then we'll come right back. And we're hanging out with Brothers Grimm. You hang at TC Radio.
Thank you for calling the EC Radio Attitude Adjustment Line. Press 1 if you need a good slap in the mouth. Press 2 if you need a stern verbal lashing. Press 3 if you need a timeout. Press 4 to respond to the voices in your head. Press 5 if you need to talk to your mom. And if this is an actual emergency, please hang up and call someone who gives a shit. EC Radio.
Get excited. It's the Electric Company Reunion Party, Friday, July 20th at Wakely, 700 Varick Street. That's right, 700 Varick Street, the old EC. We're getting the gang back together, and we're partying old EC style. Peter Prince and Moonboo Lover will be providing the live entertainment. It's only a $5 cover at the door. Live broadcast from the D, raffles, games, prizes, and a few special announcements we're going to be making on this night. Get excited, because you know there ain't no party like an EC party, because an EC party don't stop. Friday, July 20th at Wakely's. See you there.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
Hi, this is attorney Nick Passalacqua. The team of attorneys I have assembled at Passalacqua & Associates has been carefully hand-picked to include the best trial attorneys in the particular areas of the law that we practice. Have you been charged with DWI or any other crime? Members of our team include former assistant district attorneys, now fighting to protect your rights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have you or someone you love been seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident? Members of the team at Passalacqua & Associates include former insurance defense attorneys, now fighting to ensure that you get every penny you're entitled to. If you need legal help quick, don't waste your time or money calling anyone else. Remember, for legal help quick, you better call Nick and the team at Passalacqua & Associates. 315-500-NICK or 315-500-6425 or visit cnytriallaw.com today.
You're listening to EC Radio on the Disruption Network.
Dago wop, Guinea, garlic bread, pizza slinging, spaghetti bending, Vic Damone, Perry Como, Luciano Pavarotti, solo meal, non-singer motherfucker.
Mm-hmm, that's good. EC Radio.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
Attention listeners, EC Radio is not responsible for unwanted pregnancies, alcoholism, domestic situations, missing brain cells, amplified voices in your head, weakened bladders, bloodshot eyes, STDs, PTSDs, ADHD, HIV, ESPNs, CNNs, rapid head movements, and spontaneous human combustion.
Get excited. It's the Electric Company Reunion Party, Friday, July 20th at Wakely, 700 Varick Street. That's right, 700 Varick Street, the old EC. We're getting the gang back together, and we're partying old EC style. Peter Prince and Moonboo Lover will be providing the live entertainment. It's only a $5 cover at the door. Live broadcast from the D, raffles, games, prizes, and a few special announcements we're going to be making on this night. Get excited, because you know there ain't no party like an EC party, because an EC party don't stop. Friday, July 20th at Wakely's. See you there.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
Hi, this is attorney Nick Passalacqua. The team of attorneys I have assembled at Passalacqua & Associates has been carefully hand-picked to include the best trial attorneys in the particular areas of the law that we practice. Have you been charged with DWI or any other crime? Members of our team include former assistant district attorneys, now fighting to protect your rights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have you or someone you love been seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident? Members of the team at Passalacqua & Associates include former insurance defense attorneys, now fighting to ensure that you get every penny you're entitled to. If you need legal help quick, don't waste your time or money calling anyone else.
Remember, for legal help quick, you better call Nick and the team at Passalock & Associates. 315-500-NICK or 315-500-6425 or visit cnytriallaw.com today.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you'll support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
What's up, everybody? We're back. It's EC Radio. I want to remind everybody they can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're all over the place. We're pretty much everywhere. Right?
Spreading our D everywhere.
Spreading our D. But home base, you can find all the great content at the D at disruptionnetwork.net. So hit us up and do all that social media stuff that you're supposed to be doing. So I'm trying to find out what number you're on. You're on right over there. So joining us in the studio today. We got our friends in the house, Rich and Mike from Brothers Grimm Duo, and they're going to play us a couple tunes. What do you got for us today, fellas? What you got?
We'll play an original first to get it all warmed up.
Get it all warmed up? All right. Yeah, warm us up,
we'll
baby.
We'll do the unedited radio version of it. Ready?
Yep.
Everyone is such a hassle. When in their minds you're wrong and they're already right. When it comes to this life of confrontation, I never know if I should give up a fight. When it leads to my or your nature, usually ends in a knockout, drag-out fight. Hey, damn right.
Don't you know I'm damn right.
I'm nothing crazy, ain't damn right. Straight off the wall, damn right.
Don't you know I'm damn right.
I'm trying to warn you, sucker,
damn right.
I'm 100% local. I've been up and down this block before. Just cause I've been around don't make me a whore. Just means I know what I like when I like it. Might like it too, yeah, beg me for more. So don't judge this book by its cover. You never knock before you open any doors. You might get something you didn't come for. Let me tell you, friend, if you don't like it, hey, there's a door. Damn right.
Don't you know I'm damn
I'm
right.
I might be crazy.
Damn right.
Straight off the wall.
Damn right. Don't you know I'm damn
I'm
right.
I'm trying to warn you, brother.
Damn right.
I'm 100% local.
Sorry, I'm not. You damn right. You damn right I'm missing that. That's cool, man. Is that an old one?
Yeah, that's an old one. Played it with Soggies and Jocko. And yeah, so we've kept that one alive for a while. Yeah.
Right on. Very cool, man. I love it.
You want to play?
Just jam out. Do your thing. Yeah, do your thing.
We're going to dig back and do this one.
Ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. Time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. Feed the babies, nothing left to eat. Shoot the children, we're living in the streets. How's the people? Living in the streets. Oh Lord, there's a solution. I want to fly like an eagle until I'm free. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Oh Lord, through the revolution. Keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. Time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. Ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. Time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, Brothers Grimm in studio with us right now. You can follow us over on Facebook and YouTube, Twitch. Stream me, restream me, all that stuff. So,
restream me, that sounds like a good song name.
Yes. There you go, that could be your next one. That could be your next jam right there.
Always looking for inspiration.
Do you guys get together often, like practice and stuff like that, have pick and parties?
We practice pretty
usually once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Get together there, you know. If our schedules can handle that.
Yeah.
Get those chops back.
Got to keep them up, man. Good band's got to, you know, keep it up and keep practicing, stay tight, keep it going, and add new material. I mean, you got to be in the studio a lot of the time. So.
Yeah. And you have a home studio, you were saying earlier?
Yeah, I got a small home studio, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, got some big home studio, small home studio with a giant TV in it. So you can watch the game, and you can see all the studio stuff happening. I think it's little bit bigger than that.
Probably about the same size as that TV.
Yeah, probably about the same size, yeah.
It's a little, you could probably see it a lot better, though, yours.
Yeah, so you could see all the studio magic happening on the big screen, yeah.
Yeah. Is that where you guys practice?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Jam on over there. You guys ever think about making it a full band, or?
You know, we definitely are interested in the picking up a drummer deal. We've got a guy that plays with us every once in a while, but we're definitely open to things like that. It would expand the band. When we do duo and trio stuff, generally I'll play bass lines a lot, gig on an octave pedal and play a bass line, loop it or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's all about the right chemistry of people. You know, they got to have an open mind.
Yeah, because we bring up other local musicians all the time. So if we're playing out, we see you, we know you know what we're playing, we're like, get your ass up here. You're playing, you're singing, or whatever you do that we know you do. Chances are, if you're out at one of our shows, I'm going to see you and be like, you're on stage, let's go. You know, because that's fun, man. That's it's so great to have that spontaneity. And you know another fellow musician, you know they're good enough. You're like, all right, you don't have your gear. Well, we brought extra gear anyway. So, there's no excuses. You're playing with us tonight, you know. And that's always fun because you get a great guitar player comes out, or sometimes we've had violin players, we've had horn players. It's really cool just to get people out there.
Yeah, that's what helps open mic nights too.
Yeah,
you know, being out and I know both of you are very active in open mic nights being out and you know mingling with other musicians and stuff. And
you got to. Yeah, you got to be out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we play other gigs too where musicians pull us up. You know, they see us out in the crowd and they're like, "Oh yeah, you got." Jump up, do a tune with us. So
Joe Sweet, get up here and play.
Yeah, Joe Sweet. Oh, you know Joe Sweet? I better start learning Joe Sweet songs.
You want to be like someone.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
Hilarious. What do you feel like taking one more? One more and we'll call it a day?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up, Brothers Grimm.
Who's this one by, Mike?
This is a Ray LaMontagne song. A lot of people might know him. He's a soul singer, and he's got a lot of cool music. But I bought the album for my mother one year, and, you know, of course I had to listen to it because I'm like, what the hell's mom into these days? And, you know, he's famous for a couple, I can't remember the soul songs he sings. They were huge back, and he got a lot of airplay for him. And then there's this one song on this album that's nothing like anything else he does. And it's funky and it's gritty and it's fucking awesome. And I was like, I got to learn how to play that song, you know? So this is a Ray LaMontagne song called Repo Man. Like your latest toy gonna put you down. Won't be long before I'm coming on home. Like some old dog with your tail on the ground. I'm gonna listen to your bag and your plea. It won't fill my heart with no pity. What makes you think I wanna take you back? Fill my heart with no pity.
great song.
Ray LaMontagne.
Ray LaMontagne.
It's the only song like that.
Who recently played at Oma Gang.
Oh, did he?
Like last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just saw him on like one of the talk shows too, and he did this exact song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it him or was it Ryan Montebleu that played the Electric Company?
Ryan Montebleu.
Montebleu.
Ryan
Montebleu.
Yeah, Ryan's great.
He
fun.
Destroyed. I thought he was awesome. I was
there
for that show.
He's a great artist.
Yeah, he's a great friend. And watching him grow into where he's at right now, it's been... I mean, he used to play for $50 and sleep on my couch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now he's out there playing theaters and doing big things. And yeah,
sleeping
I'm very
on his couch.
Proud of him. very
still
proud
sleeping
of him.
On the couch. Only it's in the back of a theater now, you know.
Right. No, Ryan's doing good stuff. And he's heavily influenced by Ray LaMontagne.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, as well as like Martin Sexton is another big influence.
Yeah. Martin Sexton.
We just had Martin Sexton over at Good Nature Brewery a couple weeks back. And
yeah, he's so awesome.
So awesome. And he's another local guy that's doing huge things.
Yeah, he's
People
great.
Have no idea he's from Syracuse.
Yeah. No, he's a local. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Central New York local, man. So many good musicians coming out of this
really?
See, Jeff Moyer always posting Martin Sexton stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He was at that show, actually.
Okay.
And so I was hanging out with him at that show. Yeah, Martin Sexton's an amazing talent out there doing some good stuff, though. You guys are killing it, though, man. This is a lot of fun.
Thank
I'm glad you,
sir.
Guys could come
Appreciate
and hang out. And,
out man.
You know, if you got shows you need to promote or whatever, any album coming out,
sure,
writing, please keep us in the loop, man. Use our platform, please.
Yeah, we'll man, for sure.
It's all
Thank
content
you. You so
for
much.
Us, you know. Come in. Oh, that's an open door policy for both of you.
Right on.
Both of you. Come in anytime you want. But before we do get out of here, we got to mention a couple things.
Yep.
First off, love and respect out to our legal advisor. If you need legal help quick, you better call Nick, attorney Nick Pasalacqua, and his team of associates. Hit him up at 315-500-NICK or hit him up online at cnytriallaw.com for more information. Also, we got to mention, this is a really cool event that's happening this weekend. In fact, I think it starts Wednesday. The training camp starts, but our friends from CABV, the Association for the Blind and Impaired, they're bringing to town the very first blind USA hockey team.
Whoa.
Yeah. Blind hockey. This is happening this weekend, as a matter of fact, July 21st at the Whitestown Community Rec Center. Wow. And they're playing against some other local hockey players and stuff. And they're blind or deaf or the amputee warrior type thing.
That's great, man.
So that's all going down. In fact, the training camp starts Wednesday the 18th, and it will run through the 22nd. And on the 21st is the preseason game. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to make the very first training blind hockey training facility here.
It's
in Central, Central New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So all the proceeds to this hockey game on the 21st goes to that.
I want to see how these guys do it. You know what I mean? Play hockey.
Well, go on the 21st
right?
and you'll find out.
Yeah, I know.
You will find out.
I'm extremely interested.
Blind hockey, right. Yeah. And it's all going down at the Whitesboro Rec Center. It's only $7 to get in, and all the proceeds will go to the training camp, training
cool.
facility here,
really
which
cool.
they're going to build here in Utica.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
This
Absolutely
is a hockey
amazing.
Area. I mean, with Clinton and everything. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's great.
Yeah, and then after the game, the players will be out to meet everybody and hang out and sign autographs and take pictures and stuff like that. So it's a really cool thing that CABV's doing, and I wish them a lot of luck and a lot of success, and I wish I could be there. And hopefully, with that training facility being built here in upstate New York, in Utica, maybe we'll be able to check out more blind hockey.
It'd be cool.
Down in the future.
I'd like to see if we can maybe get some of the trainers in here.
I'd like to get the players in here.
True, that too.
I'd like to get them in. I want to know how they play hockey blind.
I wonder if the puck emits sound.
I don't know.
I thought the same thing. Like maybe like a ringing noise or a beeping noise so they can know whereabouts it is so they could track it. That was my question. I was very curious about that.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Going to be interesting to see. And I think it's really cool. Like, you know, don't let their...
I already thought hockey was hard already. Like,
well, you know what's funny is over the weekend, Friday night, I was working at O'Donnell's, and I just hear this drummer going insane.
Yeah.
And then I posted the video. Somebody posted, and this was Tyler McDowell.
Taylor McDowell.
Taylor, yeah.
This kid is sick, and he's 80% deaf.
Yep.
And phenomenal. He's twisting the sticks, just... Killing it, man. I'm just like,
it up,
wow.
Amazing. Not only does he kick a beat, you can put on a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He had a crowd around him. People were cheering, going nuts. It was great.
You can check that out on our EC Radio Facebook page. Chicken posted that up over the weekend.
Yeah, right in front of Wakely's.
He was out in front of Wakely's. Which, speaking of Wakely's, and good segue, Chicken, we're having our big party this weekend, this Friday at Wakely's, the Electric Company Reunion Party. It's happening this Friday, July 20th, at Wakely's, 700 Varick Street in Utica, right there in the Brewery District. Come down, hang out, and hear some great music from Peter Prince and Moonboot Lover. Also, DJ East One's going to be behind the record, if you will, spinning it up. We're going to be doing some live broadcasts from the D, and some big announcements we got going on. And
he's not even telling me about them.
We're not even making the announcements until we get there, because I want all my closest friends. Because if you think about it, all my closest friends are going to be at this party. Yep. And I think that's a perfect time for me to make this announcement, what we got going on here at the D. I'll put it to you there. It's stuff that we got going on at the D. All right, we'll put it to you that way.
So if you want the D, you got to wait for it.
So if you paid a little bit more attention around here, Chicken, you would know what the hell I'm going to talk about.
He hides things from me. I don't know.
The only thing I hide
from
me.
Does he ever try and hide the D?
No, he whips that right out.
The only thing I hide from him is the weed, actually.
What, you got some?
See how he perked up. Right? Anyways, we're going to be hanging out with all our old friends. We're going to get the gang back together. It's going to be going down this Friday at Wakely, 700 Varick Street. It's only like a $5 cover. So come on down. Here's some great music. Peter Prince and Moonboot Lover kick ass. They used to kick ass back in the day, and they're still kicking ass today. So
yeah, they're playing all over, man. They're still kicking ass.
Yeah, they're doing more of a regional thing. They're staying in the Northeast, you know, Boston, New Hampshire, Vermont.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
I can dig that.
Perfect. They're doing it. And Peter Prince is one of the best frontmen ever. So this is it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to seeing
it. It's going to be a blast.
And we're going to have some prizes and T-shirts. And
it's what Varick Street needs right now.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
100%. They need some culture down there.
Absolutely.
I feel like, and no offense to all you Varick Street bar owners, but you guys all have the same bar. Except for Nail Creek. You know, Nail Creek's a little bit different than everybody else, I think. A little bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody else is the same freaking bar.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it's true.
Yeah, we got to spice it up a bit.
Mm-hmm. You got to spice it up a little bit. And that was the beauty of the Electric Company. We were the oddballs on that street back in the day.
It was my safe haven away from douchebags.
Right. Yeah.
I could walk in there by myself and know the bartender, the door guys, people in there, like having a blast, and not have to worry about anybody picking a fight or being a douche. You know, everybody was like family.
It was fun. We had a lot of fun back in the day, and we're going to relive. We're going to take the DeLorean back to 2006, 2005, 2003, whatever those years you prefer. They're all blackout years to me, so maybe you guys can refresh my brain a little bit.
I'm trying to count how many years ago that was.
I know. You believe how quick it went by, though, dude?
Oh, my God.
Right? Can you believe that it's 2018 now?
Yeah.
It went by like that.
I used to spend every holiday at the Electric Company.
Yeah.
Christmas night, Thanksgiving, Easter.
Yeah.
You know, all of them.
For sure. But it's all going down Friday. Come on out. Hang out with us. I do want to remind everybody you can check out all this content that we have here on the D, whether it's EC Radio or the Baseline and the D Line and Ease Beats and Biz,
Home Free.
We got a lot of great stuff going on. You can find it. I can't even talk today. DisruptionNetwork.net. Hit us up and subscribe, like, comment, share, all that stuff. So, yes. Mike and Dave. Rich.
Dave's not here,
wait
man.
A second. Wait
Mike
a second.
Corey.
Dave, hang on. Time out. Where does D-Raz come from? Where does that come?
Okay,
that's why I wanted to call you Dave for a second there.
It's simply my initials.
Dave's not here, man.
So my real name is Richard Allen Smith.
Okay.
But my family growing up called me Dickie.
Ah.
So a friend of mine was like, you could still be called Dickie Richard Allen Smith, just shorten it to D-Raz. And I was like, you know, that actually sounds kind of cool.
I got it. Okay. Cooler. I always wondered that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I always wondered that. And why they called him D-Raz.
Yeah,
but his name's Rich.
And now, now everybody knows it. And now I'm going to walk into Walmart tomorrow and see four people I know that heard me on here, and they're going to call me Dickie. So thank you very much, Z. I appreciate it.
Says a guy named Z without a Z in his name.
Yeah. Hey, man.
My boss hates it when I shorten his name to Dick, especially since his name is Steve.
Yeah. But he's really a dick? No, I'm kidding. Oh, yeah, Dave. Dave's the only Dave here. Dave Bandage, that is.
There he is.
I'm always looking at his name. No wonder why I call it Dave. But you guys, thanks so much for coming in. And,
hey, man,
and please come in
us.
Again and jam out again.
Sure.
And what we need to get into, another conversation we need to get into, is the whole legalization of marijuana. We never even touched on that today.
Hey, man,
and I know you're a proponent on all that.
Call me up, man. I'm highly invested. I'm part of a not-for-profit organization right here in Central New York called Legalize at Central New York. We're working hard to get the right marijuana laws for us. Like, we want six plants per person. We want good recreational laws. We don't want any of the junk. You know, we want to be doing what Colorado's able to do. We want to be free and be able to use it as adults. And so, yeah call me up. If there's anybody
out there listening that wants more information on that, they can hit up Gary's Music in Rome, right?
Yeah, Gary's Music in Rome or Gigs, G-I-G-S.
G-I-G-S?
Gary's Indoor Grow Shop.
Okay.
I just joined that group actually recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The same Facebook group that you're talking about with Gary. And
yeah, we can bring everybody up on here if you
want. Yeah, in fact, let's do that.
Okay, cool.
In fact, once we close out, let's talk about that.
Awesome. And a legalize it concert. Let's do that.
Yeah. We're juggling that because most of the people already that's involved are all musicians.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Job security.
Well, the D's in.
You know we're in here. You got friends at the D, that's for damn sure. We'll see you tomorrow, people. See ya.
Bye. We are a generation of lost masculinity, and we got to start getting it back. No matter if you're straight or gay, no matter if you stick it in the front or you stick it in the rear, for the love of our sons, we've got to stick it in there like a man.
EC Radio.
Get excited. It's the Electric Company Reunion Party, Friday, July 20th at Wakely, 700 Varick Street. That's right, 700 Varick Street, the old EC. We're getting the gang back together, and we're partying old EC style. Peter Prince and Moonboo Lover will be providing the live entertainment. It's only a $5 cover at the door. Live broadcast from the D, raffles, games, prizes, and a few special announcements we're going to be making on this night. Get excited, because you know there ain't no party like an EC party, because an EC party don't stop. Friday, July 20th at Wakely's. See you there.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
Hi, this is attorney Nick Passalacqua. The team of attorneys I have assembled at Passalacqua & Associates has been carefully hand-picked to include the best trial attorneys in the particular areas of the law that we practice. Have you been charged with DWI or any other crime? Members of our team include former assistant district attorneys, now fighting to protect your rights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have you or someone you love been seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident? Members of the team at Passalacqua & Associates include former insurance defense attorneys, now fighting to ensure that you get every penny you're entitled to. If you need legal help quick, don't waste your time or money calling anyone else. Remember, for legal help quick, you better call Nick and the team at Passalacqua & Associates. 315-500-NICK or 315-500-6425 or visit cnytriallaw.com today.